ladies. Welcome to our last episode regarding our text of Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. Let's read this one more time. The Bible reads, "The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed." I really enjoyed breaking down these verses over several episodes, and I'm so appreciative of my younger sisters in Christ that join me over all these podcasts as well. Over this series, we have looked at preparing for marriage, being married, having children, being discreet and chaste, how to be a homemaker and not just a woman that stays at home. We've talked about fighting and defeating laziness, tackling our laundry and house cleaning, and finally how to be good and submissive to our own husbands. These three verses are jam-packed with instructions and hard tasks. And at the end of verse 5, the Bible tells us if we accomplish all of these, the Word of God will not be blasphemed. How can the Word of God be blasphemed if we fail? Well, what do you think would happen to the church if its ladies did not want to act reverent, if we did not present ourselves as holy, if we constantly used foul language and gossiped, got intoxicated, and were unable to be taught or approached with a need for growth? Well, we would not be considered in the kingdom by God anymore, but we could continue to try to fool those on the outside. But who do you think we could bring to the kingdom if these were our actions? Who would want to be a part of that type of sisterhood? We would make God's word laughable. What if all we did was complain about our husbands and children and left people wondering why we even got married and became moms? If we are not homemakers, you know what happens to our homes? They fall apart. We all know loved ones that come from a broken home, and you see each single parent struggling to fill both roles, and you see children rebel and fail to stay strong in their faith because this is not God designed. Is this an impossible situation? Well, no, because we know all things are possible with God. However, this route is so much more difficult, and in our society, our role is hard enough to succeed in. When we claim to be one of God's children, and then we act like the world and sabotage our family, the word of God is blasphemed. You allow naysayers to speak out and feel they have proof that those in the kingdom are no different than anyone else, so they will never desire to become a part of this wonderful family. We have to set ourselves apart as Christians. How ridiculous would it look for an alpha female to shout at the top of her lungs that I am submissive? It would be no secret that she's not only a liar, but one that has completely fooled herself. I cringe when I am asked about a weaker sister in Christ that is obviously living contrary to the word, and then someone of the world asks if we go to worship together, followed by more questions such as, "I thought y'all didn't wear short shorts," or "I thought people that worship with you didn't go to bars." In this instance, I find it hard to fight for the gospel and try to educate them on what it looks like to be a child of God without completely trashing my sister that is struggling to grow or overcome. When we live in such a way that God's word is deemed fake, unobtainable, or a book full of stories, we have caused God's word to be blasphemed. I pray you take time daily to study God's word and fulfill your roles. If you are older, whether you are married or not, please teach the younger women. If you are one of the younger women, I beg you to listen to their wisdom and follow those you have for a pattern. If you are younger and unmarried, I encourage you to continue to reading verses 6 through 8, because these characteristics listed for young men are a pattern you should be seeking when searching for a future leader of your home. I want to thank my daughter-in-law, and both of my nieces for joining me for these studies. And Lord willing, I will be getting a new podcast discussing Proverbs 31. It is my hope and prayer that some of my other younger and older sisters in Christ will join me for those lessons as well. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray you have grown in your understanding of these passages as I have, and to God be the glory.